I think anything takes longer to chew than a Triscuit. Except for gum, but that's cheating.
I was about to say that, too. I was like, damn, you beat me to it.
I was like, we don't need anything else. Gold. Let's say the 31st. Wait, is there a 31st?
Yes.
Okay, we can sure. Jesus. What is that, 30 have...
September, April. You just have September, April, June, and November.
That doesn't help. It's not like... You still have to memorize the months.
30 days have October.
It's like they'll rhyme or something. It's not like an acronym. It doesn't help you at all.
Just use the knuckles.
Why? What do you mean?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. All the knuckles have 31 days, and between knuckles don't.
So it's just every other one?
Yeah, but you have
to start with... January.
You have to remember that February only has 28, and that July and August both have 31. That's why the knuckles work.
Still, it's not that helpful. Penny, get out of the bathroom. That's a people bathroom, you ass.
Hey, be nice to the
No. Now your bathroom is the floor, remember? You remind me every day. I don't even know what this you're going to use. It's all been gold. Get out. Stop kissing me, AJ. No, it's Penny. You're a dog. Penny, does it annoy you that whenever you lick somebody, just to, like, for whatever weird reason, they assume it's some sort of sign of affection? Because it probably means nothing. It means nothing, huh? You'd want to play. Oh, I better stop playing. You're just going to start. Oh, but you're so cute. Play with me. It's the Penny Show with Penny. Penny, you're going to have a radio show. Wrap your head around that. You think Lassie had a radio show? I bet they did. I swear to God. I bet you $200 there was a Lassie radio show where just these kids say things. Every once in a while, they would play the dog barking. So you would know Lassie was there. Wasn't Lassie on for like 10 years or something? What the hell did they do for 10 years with a show about a dog on a farm? Those writers had to have been stretched. Nobody must have been happier when their show was canceled than those guys who've been working on Lassie for 10 years. They go, oh my god, thank god. I'm sick of it. They probably went through like 5 dogs. Yeah, it's Lassie, yeah. Yeah, Lassie is a poodle now. Fuck it.
We're done with Lassie. All right, guys, we got a new assignment for you. It's Mr. Ed.
Yeah. That'll never catch on. All right, we better talk about video games now. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 31st, 2013.
Are you serious?
It just took me a second. Because of the knuckle thing, I started thinking of all the months, and I forgot, like, it's in my mind. Like, I have a mental calendar, so that I know, okay, month. Month equal May. We were talking about months, so now month equaled, I don't even know. All right, so yeah,
here's you just say you have bad short-term memory, ultimately.
Yeah, shut up. Well, here's the show. It's me, it's AJ, we're back. We took a little bit off because you were away, and I was too intimidated to lose our fancy new microphone by myself. So here we are.
That's why you didn't do a show?
I didn't know how to work this thing.
It's a plug-and-play device.
But I don't have a DAS anymore, and you don't use a DASity. I was scared. So hi, we're back. We missed some things, like the Xbox announcement, so we're not going to bore you to death with that, because I'm sure... Everyone's kind of talked that out. And to be honest, the ultimate point is that we don't know what's going on.
Pretty much.
They're all confused.
So wait, we're not talking about that because I didn't really prepare anything else?
We'll talk about it a little bit, but I'm pretty sure people don't want to hear what's going on. Don't worry, we have plenty else to talk about because a lot of games, really, have been going on. There's stuff. Get down to the bathroom!
Oh, let her go in the
bathroom. Do the rundown. I'm closing that door.
I don't even know what the hell else we're doing.
Shit, we do the same thing every week!
Oh, well, I thought you meant to be more specific. Okay, well, we'll talk about whatever he thinks we're going to talk about.
Get out!
Then we're going to talk about our week in gaming, or our month in gaming, I guess. And then We'll look. I got some community stuff, some Xbox One reactions from y'all, and then we'll
talk about video games. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Minotti. It's April 10th, 2009. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. I don't even know what's going on. All right, what do you want to talk about the Xbox One?
Well,
what?
Everyone was wrong about it being always online.
What are you talking about? Not really. It's you have to check in like once a day or something.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's still kind of bad.
The supposition is that MCV reported this. I don't know what their source was, but
that's no better than all the reports that were saying it was always on.
Well, you're the one who was going with all of that, so I want
to
hear
you. You agreed with me at the end.
I got worried, okay? Because everyone was saying it. But, I mean, this was my supposition. So let's just go in that territory of what I thought, how used games would work. This makes sense, is that when you sell a used game to GameStop, they have to scan it. And when, like, it's scanned in such a way that it removes it from your account. Like, it has, like, a unique identifier.
This is just, like, another thing people are guessing, basically. This is just another guess. We don't know what's happening. We know it's probably not good, because otherwise it would be happy to clarify. That's my only point. It's certainly not going to be like what it has been.
Sounds to me like they honestly don't know yet,
sounds to me like they're probably terrified, because I'm sure their plans were more bold, and now they're freaking out, because everybody is flipping their shit.
Well, yeah,
they can't be happy with the way that people reacted to their reveal.
Yeah.
They even said they were surprised it was so negative. Come on, you can't tell me it was a good reveal.
No, I mean,
you can't say that. I understand that
the hardware reveal was good. The services reveal was shite.
It was. No,
they didn't talk about anything.
Right. Like, there's nothing to know. I mean, like,
they talk about 300,000 servers are going to power Xbox Live. Okay. Well, what else? Like, why?
Right.
They're like, oh well, maybe like the cloud will compute stuff. Well, that doesn't make fucking sense.
And again, like the games.
Well, is it going to be like the 4 GB RAM pack for the N64? Like, better textures with Xbox Live.
I mean, so much of it was dedicated to TV things.
Which is fine. It's not like it's not going to play games. Oh, why did you give her a squeaky
toy? She's fine.
You can hear that.
Well, she's just playing with her duck.
I know she's playing with her duck, but the microphone picks up.
Keep going. What are you talking about? I'm sorry, Penny. I would love to throw this duck to you.
Well, good. You can't fight back for a minute. Well, not like, I forget what the hell I was even saying though.
Good, because your argument was probably
stupid. No, I agree.
They can't do, I'm just
surprised. Oh, the TV stuff.
I'm just surprised that that's what they led with. Like, this, to them, I assume they think this is the best they got. Well, fact that you can change the TV channel
seems
with your voice.
To happily forget the fact that a week before this announcement, they flat out said, look, games are going to be talked about at
E3. I'm sick of this, by the way. I'm sick of, like, oh, that's okay because we'll show games at E3. It doesn't make it a good idea. You have everyone's attention now. Talk about games now. Why not? Wait till
E3? It was also only an hour.
Do you know who else is going to have games at E3? Everyone. Everyone has games at E3. Of course people are going to have games at E3.
Well, yeah, that's why they're doing it there.
You have to come out strong, AJ. You have to make a good first impression. You can't just be like, we just wanted to, like, you know who did that last? Nintendo. Whoops. Meanwhile, the PS4 announcement video, in comparison, they had a lot of games to show. They showed off a lot of cool features, like a lot of that cloud stuff, a lot of stuff like that. You know, like a lot of the, like, recording video stuff. Like, all that stuff is cool. Does the Xbox One do that stuff? I don't know. They don't want to tell me. I have to wait till E3.
They said it does.
When?
They said it has a DVR for your games.
Okay, the recording thing, but just, like, other stuff. Their message is confused and muddled. It was not a good reveal. They kind of...
No, I agree. They should have had more concrete information. They acted surprised when during Q&A sessions, people were asking them the questions that they were asked. And they were like,
a DRM, I don't know.
No, we don't have anything to say at this time. Yeah, they should have...
Like, Phil Spencer would say things, and then, like, the Twitter account would be like, oh, that's not true. I'm like, why is Phil Spencer lying then?
Yeah, like, that was really
upsetting.
Who do
I believe? And then, like,
was really,
it's like,
dumb.
Phil Spencer saying one thing, fucking, the general, or at, what
Major Nelson.
What's your Nelson? Doesn't he have a first name?
Larry Herb.
Yeah. It's not even Nelson?
No. It's a reference to Bewitched.
Okay, alright, that guy. It's like, he's saying one thing, this guy's saying another thing. It's like, what? You know what it's like? and it's hilarious. The humor is not lost on me. This is exactly like Sony was before the PlayStation 3. Almost exactly what they were like. They were a mess. They had conflicting messages. Nobody knew what was going on. They had their heads up their asses because they're like, well, we won the last generation, so everyone's going to buy this one. Of course, they would say, like, demeaning things like, oh, Rumble's a last-gen feature. Now these people were... Now they're saying, well, if you care about backwards compatibility, you're backwards.
That was fuck a you. Fucking stupid thing
I,
to
and
say.
And, you know, I can understand you're not backwards compatible. There's a hardware issue. Fine, but, like, be diplomatic about it.
Yeah, don't
it.
Be like, well, if you want this, you're stupid, so yeah, shut up. That, yeah, nice. That was really dumb.
Yeah, good thinking there.
That was really dumb.
Again, I know maybe it's a problem they can't fix, but man, that's going to hurt them. Because you are competing for shelf space right now, and you're already asking somebody to essentially replace the Xbox 360. That's what it is. And if the new one can't play all those games, that hurts. I know people say, well, you know, a lot of systems were backwards compatible back in the day. It's a bigger issue now, especially when the last cycle was 8 years long. People
have
a big catalog.
Let's not forget, to be fair, PS4 also not backwards compatible.
No, I know. But that's the thing. It's like, a lot of times, you say anything about it, it's like, well, it's okay because the PS4 doesn't
take. I'm not saying it's okay, yeah. But I'm just saying be mad at both of them.
Well, I'm not mad, because there's actually a reason for this. And Sony at least has some sort of solution with their streaming thing. They're probably going to charge us.
Yeah, and they haven't even said that. They threw that out as like, oh, we could do this.
I guess so.
Yeah, they weren't really concrete about it.
Of course, again, Faker's the one system that can do backwards compatibility is the Wii, so I can play Wii games. Great.
Yeah, fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, man, thank God. I didn't want to lose that library of three games that I care about, two of which are Mario Galaxy games, one is a Zelda.
Whoops.
So, look, all I'm saying is that I'm pissed because I'm not enthusiastic. I want to be excited. I am not. I don't even know if I see nothing. Like, let me ask you this seriously. Why would you get an Xbox One at launch instead of a PlayStation 4? Knowing that, and you're kind of like me.
Oh, instead?
You're kind of like me. Like, you like the Xbox 360 for a lot of its functionality and maybe its design. Not because of the first party stuff. You don't care about Gears of War or Halo that much. You like Halo more than I do.
I like Halo more than you do. I care about, like, the numbered Gears games, like Gears of Judgment,
Gears of War 3.
I always beat them late. I know.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's my point. You don't care that much.
I guess not. Okay.
As opposed to an Uncharted or something. You know.
Right. What it comes down to for me, it's a simple thing, but I like the controller a lot better. And also, it sounds like this whole rumbling in the triggers is actually really cool. Everyone seems to like that.
But that's not going to be the deal breaker.
I just think it's funny that after last time it was Rumble's the last gen, now we have next-gen Rumble.
I know, also Rumble's sweet again.
I mean, I know, again, you don't care as much about this. I like all the TV stuff. Like being able to turn to a channel and stuff like that.
I don't get that. I don't get why that's a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Well, here's the thing. It's not a system seller, but it's a nice thing to have.
They're acting like it's a system seller. It's a big deal. Most people aren't going to use that shit.
Well, again, though,
no one's going to know how to.
I forget. Was it Jeff Grubb who said this? But someone said, like, did they just beat Apple to the Apple TV? Because all the stuff they showed that doing as far as TV goes is what everyone thought an Apple TV would do.
That's not the future of TV. The future of TV is Netflix and stuff. Not.
Yeah, that's I think the biggest issue is, like, oh, hook up your cable box, and I think
no one wants to have a cable box anymore.
Yeah, everyone's like, I'm trying to get rid of that.
No one cares about the cable box. Also, it's like, oh, it's all in one. No, it's not, because you have to plug in the cable box. You still have a cable box.
Yeah.
It's not replacing it. Like, that would be cool if it was like, the Xbox One is somehow a cable box, which can never happen. That's kind of the problem. Like, it would be cool if they had a TV service somehow, or something.
Well,
you know,
there is an IPTV thing with the Xbox, but no one uses it.
Right.
None of the networks want to play along with that.
Also, very disconcerting. They don't seem... I mean, for a while, I was like, oh, there's not... Indie developers aren't going to be able to publish their own games. And then, like, again, a week later, like, that's maybe not true. And it's like, I don't even know anymore what's going on with the Xbox One. It's like, the only thing I like is the name. I don't know why. The name's kind of catchy to me.
You like it?
It's fine. And that's, like, one thing some people complain. I was like, the name's the one thing that's okay. I like the design of the system. I like the controller.
I'm excited about what the new Kinect is going to be like, frankly.
I'm not excited about that. Not one bit. No. Kinect has been a blight on gaming. It has been terrible. It'll be better that it works better.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The original Kinect, it worked for Dance Central. But anything else, like, think of freaking Chrome House.
Central.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm still not convinced it's working as well as they say it is. I don't believe this thing is going to accurately read my heartbeat.
The fact that it's at least a 1080p camera is
It helps,
fantastic.
But I mean, look, these are the people who showed that Milo demo, like, with, you know, with a straight face. I can't believe these assholes about their Kinect 2. I'm sure it's going to be better, but here's the test. If I can play a racing game with literally no control, right, and literally move my feet to push pedals and steer like this and shift gears, then I'll be a believer. That's not going to happen.
You don't know that?
I know it! I know it! It's not going to happen! Because it's hard to do. And it's, I can't believe that we're going to jump from that piece of shit to all of a sudden magical 3D rooms of the holodeck, except you can't see. Also, what happened to that projection thing? You were trying to tell me that was like gonna be the
no
thing.
No, they flat out said like a month ago that's something that's like 5 years off.
Whoops.
They were just showing it as it was originally shown as a demo at CES.
But
like
again this whole like
preview.
Entertainment Central thing, that was the buzzword for the PS3.
And for
the PSP. But no one wants that shit.
I don't understand the argument against it, because it's not like they brought Hulu to the Xbox, but my copy of Halo stopped working.
But the problem is they already were that stuff, and now they're like thinking that they can kind of push that out, and people are going to care more. It's like they're like, look at all this new stuff we do. It's not new.
Well,
stop trying to. They're selling me the same old shit and trying to make it a big deal, like they changed the industry.
Okay, let's look at it this way. Think of the mass gaming consumer, the guy who does get Call of Duty, Madden, maybe picks up some.
Because this guy, whoever the fuck he is brought up all the time. This magical Madden Call of Duty gamer, I don't even know if he's real anymore, but he's brought up all the time. We're always catering to this asshole's need. Fuck this guy! Buy more games! Screw you! And what does he want, AJ? Tell me what he wants, because I bet he doesn't want what you think he wants. You don't know what he wants. I don't know what he wants. Are all these people the same? No! There's plenty of people who maybe like Call of Duty Madden. Maybe they buy Call of Duty and Mass Effect. Maybe they buy Madden and Mirror's Edge. Who knows? It's such a fucking bullshit stereotype. This Madden Call of Duty gamer, he's not real!
Can I make my point now?
Yes!
Okay, maybe he does buy Mass Effect and Ridge Racer or some bullshit. Whatever. My point is, the majority of games are third-party cross-platform. Okay? Will you agree with me there?
Yes, they are. Now, that's another huge problem. That's maybe...
Okay, so if that being the case, the only way you differentiate yourself is with all this other multimedia stuff.
Another good way to differentiate yourself, and it's Sony's direction, is to have a great lineup of first-party studios. And that's Microsoft's problem right now. They do not have as many studios. They just don't.
They just said they're announcing 15 first-party games.
AJ, I don't give a shit until I see it. I don't know what that means. 8 of those could be Xbox Live Arcade or whatever they're calling it now, Kinect shit. 4 of those might be from Rare, Kinect Adventures 2. I don't know what that means. What'd they say, 7 new IPs?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure thing. Show it to me. We'll see. I'm sorry, everyone's like, so what's 2023? What do you think's going to happen at E3? You really think they're going to show 15 new games? What? They don't have 15 studios!
They don't need studios. They just need to invest in third-party studios who will develop an exclusive.
Are they good ones?
Sure.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe not.
They have $4 billion
yeah,
to do it with.
Don't give me that. That was always the thing. Like, it's Microsoft. They'll just do whatever they want. And the people are like, they'll just buy Nintendo. They can't just do whatever they want because they have money.
They're not going to buy Nintendo.
They can do whatever they want.
They can go to...
What can they go to? Why don't they go to Naughty Dog and get Naughty Dog to make them a game? They can do whatever they want. They have all the money.
Sony has Naughty Dog.
What? Oh, but I thought they can do whatever they want. Why is it... Oh, you know what? They should go to Activision. And make Call of Duty exclusive with money. Why not? They have the money. Why can't they do that?
They're getting the
DLCs, but they're not buying it first. Why don't they just... Why don't they... Why isn't Grand
Theft...
Why did
Grand
Theft Auto come out?
They can't do anything, Mike.
Yes, exactly. They can't do anything.
But they can do a lot.
They can't do as much as you think. They couldn't make the Kinect work the first time. They couldn't make a system that wouldn't break after a year. They're not magical because they have money. Don't tell me, don't come out and say, we're making 15 games, probably, and like be like, oh, I'm excited. I don't care. I don't care unless I know what they are. You can't just say, this is how many games we're making. Of course they're going to have games eventually. It's not like I'm not stupid. I don't think that the only 3 games coming out for the 3 that they showed me is the fact that they don't, if there seems to be this thinking with them that we have Call of Duty and that's the most important thing. And it's like, Call of Duty's on the fucking other system. It's going to be exactly the same as getting it on the PC. It's probably going to look as good as the last one did in the PC. Who knows?
But they're going to get the DLC.
No one gives a shit about DLC! If you say DLC one more time, who cares? What is it, a map? A map? It'll come to the other things and like a month later. Oh, the DLC. Who gives a shit about it? It's Call of Duty! Whoopee! Oh, we're brave! Everybody thought we were gonna make Modern Warfare 4, but look at this! It's a whole new game that is exactly like what Modern Warfare 4 probably would be, but here's a dog! Cause everyone likes dogs, and he's cute, and you're a ghost. You're a special forces unit, which is completely different than the other games, which were just a normal forces unit. Oh my god! You're so brave! Call of Duty. Sick of it. Anyone else is gonna get sick? Do you think Call of Duty is gonna go on forever? It's not! It's not! People are gonna get sick of this shit! It's gonna happen! Price hate is happening! It's happening now! No one cares! Especially when they're gonna have to pay $700 to pay for the Kinect 2 and fucking fantasy sports! No one gives a shit! Everyone's gonna like, you know what? Call of Duty Ghost will sell a lot. On the Xbox 360. It'll work fine. I want to buy a new system to play it. No one will care. I wonder, maybe the 360 won't get the DLC right away, though. Oh, shit. Better spend $800 so I can get that map a little early. I don't want to wait for that. DLC. DLC DRM. Buzzword. Madden. That Call of Duty Ghost Dog. God! Do I win yet? Did I win the argument?
I thought I was going to get attacked.
I literally got up out of the chair to tackle you and thought better of it. God. Well, all right.
You remind me of another thing that annoys me about it.
Yeah, what?
So they announced this giant NFL deal. And I have no idea what it does.
That's true. I didn't think about it. Yeah. Like, what does
like
that mean?
Do we get to watch games? Is it like Sunday Ticket? I don't know.
Maybe you could just play Sunday, make and buy Sunday Ticket and watch it from your Xbox. That's what I imagine. It's not like you just get free games.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Maybe you get live scored as well. You're playing your games. That's sweet. Okay.
Ultimately, what it comes down to, you and I, and probably most of our listeners, we're probably going to end up with both of these systems at some point shortly after launch.
I'll tell you what. I don't see any reason to get one very shortly after launch right now. If there aren't... Look, seriously, that's the only thing I care about. If there aren't exclusives that I want, why do I care? And I'm telling you what. I don't care about the next Gears of War. I don't care about the next Halo. Give me something new. Give me something exciting. You know, at least like the Xbox 360, it has stuff that maybe wasn't exclusive for long, but it had like BioShock.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Remedy game didn't get more traction.
Well, they just showed like a live action trailer.
Yeah, no, there was gameplay in that.
I don't know, was it?
Yeah, that whole bridge collapse.
That was CG. That wasn't gameplay. That was CG. It was CG.
Okay, if you say so.
And that's why no one is talking about. Yeah, that was one of their three games. Like Forza, that's nice. The car game. I don't know. I want to see something exciting and not just called Duty. I mean, Killzone.
Oh, also,
Killzone, whatever.
Can we talk for a second about how EA comes out and announces this phenomenal new sports engine they have, and then show us a pre-rendered video that doesn't feature the engine?
It was exactly like that time, like last.
The last time we saw Madden.
I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah, that was dumb. I mean, it's cool that you realize EA's basically become a company with two engines. They have Frostbite, and they'll have this Ignite engine. I mean, that's kind of smart because you don't have to worry as much about technology in your game development. Mm-hmm. Fucking show the engine.
Yeah.
That was kind of dumb.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling excited. You know what my favorite systems are right now? And I bet will be for a couple more years.
The 3DS?
The 3DS and the Vita. I like those things. Those things are nice. They have games on them. And they're all fun. And sometimes they don't get talked about a lot. But they're all cool. And they're simpler. And nobody tries to make me watch Netflix on them. Well, I guess I could. Maybe. I don't even know
anymore.
You can.
It's on both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Netflix. It's just, Netflix should just fucking make a game console. Why the hell not?
Do you realize, right now, your entire emotional arc you just followed very closely, very closely mimics the Hitler video?
Like, I was like, first I was like, ugh. Then I got mad. Then I got really mad, and I'm just sad.
Yeah. It's really weird.
It is sad, though. I just don't see any reason to be excited right now, and I like being excited. Mostly E3, I'm excited for Nintendo stuff, even though the Wii U kind of sucked right now. I assume that they're going to have to try really hard, so I bet they'll have some cool games.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I don't know what else everyone else is going to have. I mean, what, like, okay, seriously, what are going to be these Microsoft exclusives that we haven't heard about?
Well, I don't know, we haven't heard about them.
But just thinking about the studios that they have and whatever, so, Halo 5 can't be that close. Oh, by the way, Halo TV series, that's stupid. But, it's like Halo 5's nowhere near. Maybe there's some Gears game, because they had the other people make the other Gears game. Is that really it, by the way? Is that all they had this entire time was Gears and Halo and, like, Project Gotham? Or whatever they call
Forza.
It. Whatever the fuck they call it.
Fable.
Let's end with that.
Maybe they'll have a next-gen Crimson Skies.
Yeah, sure. They need to get something, because...
They have IP they can use. They just haven't used it in a long-ass time. Make a new MechWarrior Assault. Something.
I don't know. This sounds more exciting for a movie. I'm just quoting Plinkett for no reason. What else did you want to talk about news-wise?
So, are you excited that EA is making Star Wars games?
Sure. I'm glad somebody is. Okay. You don't have to stare at her while I'm trying to...
I didn't know what she's doing. Oh, she's chewing a cable.
Hey.
No. But what they say, that it's DICE, BioWare, and... The Dead Space guys. Volition?
Visceral.
I thought
DICE is supposedly making Mirror's Edge 2 is the rumor.
Oh, yeah, that's been popping up all over.
Yeah, that's been, I don't know. And then, I mean, so DICE is apparently making Battlefield 4, Mirror's Edge 2, and, like, Battlefront 3, right?
Well, something Star Wars. I don't know what it could be.
if you don't have them making Battlefront, it's kind of a missed opportunity.
Right.
Who knows what's happening. Nah, it'd be cool. I don't know. I'm glad that it's weird because KOTOR came out yesterday. It was announced earlier for iPad, and then just came on iPad. Like, all of a sudden, KOTOR's out on iPad. I'm like, really? Like, remember when Baldur's Gate happened? There's all this pomp and circumstance. Like, oh my god.
Well, and a lot went into that, too. Like, additional content and such. And
I guess, but still.
Speaking of that, though, I wonder if this could potentially be the floodgate now that, like to get, like, some other old LucasArts games on new platforms. I'm just saying, Grim Fandango on the iPad...
Why was that so hard for that to happen before? Was it just LucasArts didn't want to?
They just didn't seem to want to do it.
I don't know.
They threw some games on Steam, but like with ScumVM attached to them, but like they never partnered up with GOG. I mean, GOG could have had X-Wing versus TIE Fighter and Dark Forces and all that shit.
I never understood why. It was always weird that they just sat on that catalog for seemingly no good reason.
Yeah. So maybe Disney will do something with it. I mean, because EA is doing all the console/PC games, but Disney specifically said they'll be working on all social, mobile, and tablet.
Well, who was responsible for bringing KOTOR to iPad then?
Well, that was Aspyr. Aspyr is probably better known as the company that does a lot of Mac ports for games.
But like, who do they answer to? They answer to EA or Disney?
In this case, I'm not 100% certain. It would have to ultimately be Disney.
Oh yeah, I guess. All right, any other news you want to just go into? I mean, I feel like we've been screaming about the Xbox forever.
Anything else happen that's worth talking about?
Not really.
It's
just been a reaction to the Xbox.
I think it's been weird that Nintendo's E3 at Best Buy thing is A, really limited, and B, not just downloadable demos at home.
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be either of those things. I mean, I knew it was going to be limited. Why would it be downloaded at home? The whole point is you have to go to a Best Buy.
Well, I understand, yeah, it's like the promotional, like, we gotta get them in the store, but yeah. I mean, in 2006, I downloaded all the Microsoft E3 demos on my Xbox.
Downloaded all of them. Some of them.
Enough.
I'm sure they'll have some demos out, too, don't worry.
It'll be good.
All right. Well, oh, yeah, I'll talk about microphone. All right, can I talk about what I've been up to since you've been gone?
What do you got?
Well, I made a really big push to finish Persona 4.
Yes.
And? Yeah, Persona, I mean, I feel silly talking about it now because everyone knows, but yeah, Persona 4 is really, really good. It is pretty much a masterpiece.
You've beaten both, 3 and 4.
4's better.
Okay.
They're similar in a lot of ways, but I like 4's, 4's cast is a bit more realistic. They're a bit more chummy with each other. Like, in 3, they sometimes take themselves too seriously, and some of them act a bit very professional for high school students.
Yeah.
And there's some throwaways in the cast too. Like again, three, there's like a dog who's in your party, and he's just a dog. There's like some kid, and he's there. Like there are some cool cast members, but like in four, everybody is kind of has a dynamic. There are a lot of really memorable characters, especially Kanji. Kanji's so cool. You know, he's like the sexually confused macho guy.
Oh, yeah,
he plays him in the game. He's a great kid. All the characters are really cool, and like the interaction with them. And like, cool, and you know how like there is that social linking stuff where you like spend time with people. And in three, you can only like do that specifically with your female party members, but in four, you can do it with everybody.
That's cool.
So you kind of get to know everybody.
How does that work? Is this something akin to Fire Emblem?
Yeah, it sort of is. Like, when you know, well, the way you've played a little bit, Persona, right?
I barely scratched the surface. I might, now you're done with it, I might
you should play Persona
yank your
4.
Copy of 4.
But, here. Yeah, well, it's just the way the game works is it's sort of like a life simulator where every day, and you know, you have a calendar, and every day you go to school, if it's a school day, and take classes, and then when you're done, you have to choose what you're going to do for the day. You can do things that will raise stats, you can spend time like going into the game's dungeon to try to like progress through that, and you have to, and there's always like a time limit, like you have to beat this dungeon by this day or else something bad will happen. Or instead you can build up your social links by hanging out with a person for the day, and when you build up a social link that gives you power from when you start fusing personas together. And personas are much more than just like the people, like they have like the spells, those are basically your stats too. Like you have your persona's stats essentially. So like, if you max out a social link, which means it's all the way up to 10, and let's say this person's social link is Emperor. Like, I hang out with Kalanji a lot. His social link is Emperor. So now, if I fuse a persona, he happens to be an Emperor persona, he is going to, like, gain, like, 6 additional levels or something ridiculous. Wow. Which is huge, and it's just much more powerful. Plus, too, like, when you max it out, it's like you got the ability to fuse the ultimate form of that persona, and they're always really strong.
So, did you, I'm curious, did you play with the strategy guide at all, or did you just do it?
No. Well, I did some things. Like some days during school, you get quizzed about, there's, like, questions that come up, and if you answer the question right, your knowledge goes up. You also have, like, stats like that, which kind of just help unlock kind of, sometimes they help you gain new jobs and new social links. Like there's like a kid you have to tutor, and you can't tutor him until your knowledge or understanding is really high. So it's important to get those things up as fast as you can. So, and like also there's exams. If you do really well on the exam, you get bonus items. Like your little sister will give you a gift for being the top of your class.
So did you look that stuff up?
Yeah, it's like very specific things when I was confused. I didn't like have a strategy guide in hand. And like I didn't max out every social link. Like it's hard to like figure out exactly how you're going to spend your time perfectly to do a lot of these things.
Did you get a good ending?
I got the best ending. You don't have to do everything 100% correctly to get the best ending. There's basically one point where you kind of have... There's a very obvious splitting point, and for one, it is a little confusing, but you kind of like realize, like, oh, I probably did something wrong because I didn't get the best ending I could, and maybe you can look that up. Very important to save as much as you can.
Yeah.
Multiple saves. I had like 10, and I would just kind of alternate a bit for them. Not every time I saved either, but just like if I was on a cycle of just going to school for a while, I'd just use the same save spot, and then if I was in a dungeon,
right,
stuff like that. But I mean, it's really cool because it is very story focused. It still has like those kind of grindy RPG moments, and the battle system is awesome, just like the way everything kind of works off weaknesses. It's just a lot of depth to it, and the cool thing is like the social and the battle stuff, it all sort of links together. Like, it's all important. You don't do one thing that doesn't kind of help out the other in a kind of way. Like you can, like, go with a friend to the hot springs or something. And if you do that, they can learn a new skill for battle and stuff like that. And again, like, you know, when you hang out with your friends, this doesn't just help your persona, it makes them stronger too. They'll learn new skills, they'll do things like if you get knocked down, they'll help you up, or they'll even take a mortal blow for you when you get really close to them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, well, as you get closer to them. And you know, and it's weird, you know, when you play a game that's 70 hours long, you start getting really attached to things, you know?
Yeah.
And when, like, it ends, it's always very bittersweet. Like, I guess that's done. So I kind of, like, what I did, I bought the Persona 4 animation, which is an anime series they made, 26
is it retell
episodes.
Or is it new stories?
It retells. It's a retelling. It's very good retelling. It was actually really good. So I watched that. Then I've been playing Persona 4 Arena. Persona 4 Arena is weird.
It's a fighting game. Yeah.
I like it, but the story mode is weird.
How so?
Because it's really long, and it's like each character has like their chapter, and you go through it twice, and each one will take like an hour or so to do.
Oh, wow.
And there's only maybe 4 one-round fights interspersed with it. Other than that, it's mostly dialogue boxes. Oh, it is, wow. Like, a lot of story. Like, you will not enjoy it unless you have, like...
You really into Persona story?
You have to be really into, like, both, even both, because it kind of, brings 3 and 4 together.
Yeah.
So it's like, you've got to be a hardcore fan, because you're just kind of sitting down there reading text boxes.
Oh, and it's like voice acted?
It is voice acted, yeah. But, I mean, still, this me. I like to read ahead sometimes. But, I mean...
See, that's why I turn... quick tangent, because you always leave subtitles on. I like turn subtitles. Them on, because I read ahead. And I was like, why is it even voice acted then?
I don't know. I still kind of get it, if that makes any sense. But it's weird. There's just, like, a not a lot of fun. And, like, when you play through the different chapters with different characters, they're often recovering the same ground from, like, the same perspective, so you're repeating stuff a lot. It's very weird. Like, it's kind of a little clumsy. I mean, it's still kind of nice. Because it's like, it's good, more story.
Street Fighter story mode.
well, they have an arcade mode that is a bit more condensed. It kind of gives you the story, like, very shortly. But this is very, it's almost like, hey, you like Persona? Read the Persona novel on your TV and fight people sometimes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like.
Huh.
Besides that, I got Super Metroid on the Wii U. Playing on the Wii U is really cool. I got the Oracle games, haven't gone to that. The other big one, I'm reviewing a game, it's actually out, it's called The Adventures of Van Helsing, and it's another one of the, like, oh, we didn't like Diablo 3, so we're gonna make our own Diablo 2 sequel kind of games. Mm-hmm. So it's very much a Diablo pointing and clicking kind of game. The difference is that there aren't classes. You play as a character Van Helsing. You get to change his first name, but everyone just calls him Van Helsing. Like, he's supposed to be the Van Helsing, like, what's the real Van Helsing, what's his first name?
I just always called him Van Helsing.
Right, he's got a name, but like, you're
played by Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, you're his son. Not literally, okay. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and you have like this ghost friend who basically acts like the pet from Torchlight. Like, okay. They attack and you can go town and stuff that. But like, so this guy, he can use guns and swords or magic, and you just kind of, you choose the skill trees of what you want to make him out to be.
So is it almost Dungeon Siege like then?
I never played Dungeon Siege.
Oh, really? It was those three things, and, well, I think it was archery instead, but just... Whichever one you use more, you just kind of level that one up.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know.
That's how you make your class. Mm-hmm.
But, like the big difference is that the fact, like, there's a lot more voice acting and kind of the guy interacting with people because he's just a character, you know? He's not interchangeable
it's
with
not like
other
generic,
people.
Pithy dialogue.
Right.
It's
like, yeah, like even, like, Diablo 3, they voice act everything, but it wasn't really important, I mean.
Yeah.
Because it's like anybody could be saying this stuff. And, like, the first. Beginning, like, the first bit of it is, like, a little, like, okay, it feels very familiar, because you're in this small town. It could basically have been Tristram, you know,
right.
And you're fighting monsters. But once you eventually get into, like, this city that looks sort of, what would you call that, you know, like the Van Helsing stuff. It's not steampunk. I don't know if it's Victorian,
I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that London-y kind of, you know, the thing with werewolves and stuff.
Yeah, I think Victorian.
Yeah, and it starts getting a bit more of that flair, and you get this secret base, and, like, sometimes, like, your secret base will be attacked, and you place traps in it, and
so
it's like tower defense, except you're running around playing Diablo while it happens, which is kind of neat.
It's kind of cool.
No, it's kind of cool. And again, like, really, the biggest, like, my biggest down point on it is just that there's been so many of these lately. It's
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, everyone was recommending this to us, so the free stream codes we got are nice. But, I mean, that's the thing. Between having Diablo 3 to go back to if I want, Path of Exile, free to play and phenomenal.
Yeah,
I have Torchlight 2. Kind of good on action RPGs.
Well, it's like, and I tell you, I might like this one the best out of the ones I played.
Really?
I do like it.
You like it more than Path?
Maybe.
I'm pretty high on Path. I need to play more.
Maybe.
I haven't played since I've been gone.
It's not as... The customization's not as versatile. With the... Like, Path has that sphere grid, which is cool. But, uh-huh. I mean, there's still some neat stuff here you can do. One, like, there's a lot of small things that are kind of nice. Like, you have perks. Like, basically, like, in Fallout that you earn.
Oh, cool.
So, like, separate from your XP, you kind of... You level... You, like, get your fame or whatever they call it. And one neat thing is, like, you have HP and mana, but you also have a rage bar... That fills up, and when you, like, you activate Rage of Pushing Space, and what it basically does is it powers up your next attack based on, like, what you've done in the skill tree, and you can do it up to 3 times, so it's like your next attack will do more damage and stun people and do this and that, and it's kind of neat.
That's cool.
And that, like, all of a sudden, like,
so
building
like
up and spending
it's like
rage.
It's like an EX move.
yeah, you know, it is kind of like adding the EX thing in, like, Street Fighter 4 or something. It's neat. I think it's worth trying, but again, it's like, this genre isn't as...
it's not as versatile as people want it to be.
Well, because remember, like, Diablo 2 came out, and there were attempts to ape it. Like, there was Titan Quest and Divinity, and no one really got it right.
Right.
And now it seems like everyone is getting
it
right.
It's, like, almost too much.
Because don't forget, too, we got Marvel Heroes coming out in a couple weeks, officially.
It's almost like I want to see some more diversity. I mean, at the end of the day, it still very much feels like Diablo 2 again.
Mm-hmm. In a way, now, all these games make me kind of glad that Diablo 3 went away a little bit. Yeah. Because then we'd have too many games that were the same thing, you know? Right. Diablo 3 is almost now like the different one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. All right, that's pretty much all what I've been up to, though.
Okay, well, I got Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D.
Yeah, that was a fun game on the Wii. I didn't play a whole lot.
I didn't play a lot of it either, because, well, the frustrating thing on the Wii version was, like, the waggle was, like,
it was
needed
weird.
For very precise things.
Right.
It's a very precise platformer, and they were like, well, for your attacks and rolling, we're going to map both of those to the waggle.
It's just,
because. Sucks. Like, I'm not using these buttons. Yeah. Can I use these buttons? No, we think waggle is the solution.
We're really high on the waggle, so.
But yeah, I mean, they put, like, an easier difficulty mode in there, too. Yeah. I didn't do it because I'm hardcore.
Right.
But it looks does really, it look good? Really good on the 3D.
I mean, it's retro who made that, right?
Yeah, and, well, the thing is, like, it feels like this game was designed for 3D, because I don't know how much of it you play, but there's a lot of moving from the foreground to
exactly.
the background. And
I remember
there's
that.
There's even just level elements that come like in front of the foreground, even. It looks really great in 3D. Yeah,
I bet it would be cool. I'll try that.
I started playing KOTOR on the iPad.
I'm surprised. It seems like it works pretty well.
It works really well.
I'm just surprised this came out without more fanfare.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Really, it's great.
It's
cool.
Take it. I mean,
the way combat works. Did you play KOTOR on the Xbox? Mm-hmm. You never played it on PC?
No, I tried to, but it would never run well.
Yeah, they've since kind of, there's ways to make it work better. But basically, it's using a modified version of the PC interface, because in the PC version, you would click on a guy, and like a little mini hotbar appeared over your head.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So that's how you select all your attacks and everything. Moving is just swipe left and right to turn, like just drag up to start running forward. And it seems to me they really jacked up the running speed.
Which would probably
which
be
is
crucial,
nice,
because
you're just getting around faster.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Honestly, my biggest gripe so far is they don't seem to have shadows in the game.
Weird.
That's about it. It's fucking KOTOR on the iPad, which is fine by me.
It's still weird to me to imagine playing like a 30-hour RPG on my iPad.
Yeah. People are starting to do that more and more. I mean, you've had Baldur's Gate. XCOM is going to be coming to the iPad.
It's cool.
I'm for it. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I feel like there's one other thing I played that I really wanted to talk about on my PC. What other PC games have I played, Mike?
I don't know. I just realized we didn't talk about the new Sonic game, which I feel like we're obligated to.
Oh, yeah. Well, they Mario Galaxy'd it, and it looks great. It kind of is...
You know what? Sonic Colors is already kind of Mario Galaxy things.
Well, I mean,
but this has more 3D elements.
Well, it's like sort of Planetoids. It's cylinders.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, it almost kind of reminds me of Sonic Extreme.
Yeah, the Saturn one that was going to come out. Oh, real quick aside, too.
I thought that's something I didn't bring up.
Real quick, just because we were talking about Baldur's Gate. Did you ever play Dragon Age on PC?
No.
I did that today and the other day. I knew about this, but until you see it in practice, it plays like Baldur's Gate. Like, you could zoom the camera up and overhead, and then it just plays like Baldur's Gate.
That's weird to imagine.
It's cool.
It's weird.
Especially because I'm playing as a mage, so, like, when you're targeting mage abilities, it's way better. But you could still snap down to the third person when you just want to walk around.
Isn't it weird that, like, it's much more appealing to go back to Dragon Age 1 than 2?
Oh, hell yeah.
They really watered that
thing.
Did you
ever... You never played the expansion because you couldn't get into it because your character was dead.
Yeah. Was like
it was really good. I never did finish
it. I was like, my story's done. I was happy with it. I don't need to see the expansion.
Just pretend that's Dragon Age 2 and just go play it.
I'm not going to flip out this time, but DLC, eh. I'm just looking at the new releases. I'm getting ready for it. And Fuse, I actually played a little bit of. I got an advanced copy.
Oh, I just assumed you couldn't talk about it.
It's out now. I mean,
it is out? Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure.
The weapons are neat.
Well, it's Insomniac. We'll give them that.
But you know what? You gotta get another trick out of your sleeve there, Insomniac, than relying on the fact that you have neat weapons.
Yeah.
It's like all you got. And you know what? The biggest problem in this game is the fact that they announced it as Overstrike, which had that cartoony, kind of clever funny look. I guess it's exaggerated.
They did, like, the reverse of Borderlands.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. And then all of a sudden, like, well, no, we're just going to make it like this. And it's like the characters still sometimes have this, like banter, and it feels so forced and unfunny. Like, they want me to believe so much that these guys are friends and they're witty, and I'm just not having any of it.
Yeah.
There's one point where the guy's like, oh, this is even worse than Cats. And the guy's like, oh, don't talk about Cats. You know I hate Cats. I'm like, oh, I guess that's a character moment. That's like a character thing. He hates cats for some reason.
And it doesn't make sense, but it's funny
because, like, oh, don't talk about, I hate cats. It's irrational. It's just like, no, it's not irrational. It's Insomniac. And it's just, you know, it's a third-person cover shooter with a lot of the generic cult. It's almost like that Star Trek game. There's a lot of, like, quick, we both have to push A and open this door at the same time.
When are people going to stop?
You open doors together.
And pushing blocks and standing on switches. I mean, we already ruined Epic Mickey with this shit.
Yeah, honestly.
When's Portal 2's co-op didn't do
well,
that?
Well, he stepped on switches, I guess.
But the switch was on a wall that was over there.
Right, yeah, it just was on the other side of the room.
You know?
The state of co-op gaming is kind of sad right now.
I'm kind of waiting for the next big innovative co-op game. And it's not going to be fucking Army of Two or Gears of War, for that matter. Someone's got to really do a cool co-op
game. Maybe it was that stupid Space Team game we play on the iPhone.
Oh, that was fun.
That's more... But it's just, like, the problem when you look at... It's, like, Fuse is, like, a microcosm for what's wrong with the industry.
There's
some decent ideas, but they just get bogged down in generic bullshit.
Like, do you think it would be better if four people were playing?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because, like, AI wasn't that great. I'm sure if you had four people playing, it'd be fun, but come on.
How can you think it'd be fun in spite of itself?
Yeah. Well, look, Star Trek was fun when I was playing with you, and it's not because it was a well-designed game.
Yeah, it's because we were...
It's because it was a Star Trek game. I was playing it. It was funny. I was like, oh, we're shooting Gorn and silly. And look, it's Spock. And this one's like, here's these assholes I don't know about. They're talking about... It's like, the plot is like something government, something secret, organization, experiments. It's just like every other one of these games. Like, the first level was in a laboratory. Mm-hmm. And you can see, like, the scientist running around getting killed by something. That literally sounds like every video game ever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what happens in these things. And then you get the weapon. And, like, getting the weapon's cool. Like, I was, like, the guy, he has, like, a shield he can deploy from, and he can kind of shoot it out for a second, almost like a shotgun. But what's cool is, like, the other people can shoot through the shield, but, like, the bullets that come at you get bounced back. And, like, you know, that's neat. That can't be all you got, you know? Yeah. And, again, like, the enemies, giant bullet sponges, they all look the same.
Yeah, why are so many games afraid of having enemies that just go down in one hit?
It's like the one nice thing about Call of Duty is
they just take guys down.
They don't take much. I don't know. It depends. I know Uncharted gets a lot of heat for the bullet sponge thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of true. It doesn't bother me as much as some things. But yeah, it's just like you want to expect better than Sonic. Sonic has been having a rough go of it.
Yeah, I don't know. They've kind of struggled
the
whole generation.
Way. They really did. They made like
they,
some.
They made one pretty good Ratchet and Clank game.
Two Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah, the one downloadable one.
No. There's two real ones.
Was there?
Was Ratchet and Clank Future, the first one. Not Crack in Time. Crack in Time was the third one.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's the first one? Not Crack in Shit. It was the first one? Then there was Quest for Booty. Then Crack in Time.
Okay.
Tools of Destruction.
Ah, yes.
And then they made, like, the four-player spinoff one no one liked. They need to start making four-player co-op games, apparently. Then they made, like, the Tower Defense Ratchet Clank. No one really liked it, so...
And then three Resistance games.
At least some people liked Resistance.
Someone did.
They must have. They made... Somebody had to give a shit. It wasn't me. I can tell you that much. But I couldn't have given two craps about it. So, yeah. All right. Here, let's do the next release. Then we'll do the community stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll get that up.
Grid 2 came out. I didn't even know they were making Grid 2. It's a thing. Crusader Kings 2, The Old Gods.
Oh.
Oh, God. What is this shit? That can't be true. Leisure what? Suit Larry Reloaded isn't coming
No, that
out.
Got delayed.
I thought.
Unix? Is this a Unix?
We need to find a new, like, weekly video game releases. GameSpot's kind of blowing it.
Yeah, right.
Basically, the big release was Fuse, and...
Grid 2, people are, you know, the car guys are excited about that one.
So sick of car guy things. That Remember Me finally comes out next week.
Remember Me? Which one's that?
It's some Square Enix thing.
Oh, Square Enix game took a while to come
well,
out?
Well, it's not like a Japanese Square Enix
game. Hey, they announced the date for Final Fantasy XIV of Realm Reborn, Mike. Are you getting it?
I would like to try the PlayStation 3 version.
You're
going to
spend money on it and then pay a subscription?
I don't know. I'm excited. I assume they're going to be announcing Final Fantasy 15. I'm always excited to see what it's going to be.
Oh, that's what it was! Defiance!
Oh, what?
The other game I played.
Oh, you're going to talk about Defiance?
Real quick, because it's not great.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know, like...
I assume it's kind of generic-y.
It's shallow.
Yeah.
Like, you get one skill you activate with the one... maybe you get more, I don't know, but, like, I got a thing that just made me invisible. You know, I had a gun, shoot these guys, and go here and shoot some more, and... Mm. Oh, look, at like, you know, it's kind of cool when you go into an area where a quest is going on, because it does kind of the Guild Wars thing, where, like, everyone joins in on a quest.
I mean, see, the whole point is that it's, like, concurrent to a TV show. If you're not watching the TV show, then...
Yeah, you're kind of missing a little bit of it. Plus, so everyone made a big deal about how great, like, you get, a four-wheeler is, like, your mount pretty early on, and everyone's like, oh, it's so cool. It's not Halo controls, where you look and go that way. You have to steer with A and D. Do you know how imprecise that is?
Annoying.
I'm flying off the road constantly because I can't steer this damn thing. It doesn't look that good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was like, I don't know.
All right, what's the community talking about?
All right, so I asked everybody somewhere on here, oh yeah, what they think of the Xbox One. And Muhammad says he doesn't care. I'm more looking forward to the third party, namely Razer controllers that will hopefully be compatible with PCs. Okay. That's never been a thing for me, but go for it. Jay Loretta says, based on the articles I've read, I'm not overly impressed. Based on the information that I have as of right now, I would choose a PS4 over Xbox One.
See, here's the
mainly because the sharing options and Vita compatibility, which they announced, is mandatory.
I think that's still just a rumor. You keep using the word announce when it's not...
Really? I saw that all over the place.
Yeah,
today.
I know, like because it was a report.
Oh,
the report
that...
is different than an announcement.
Okay, well, that sucks.
Maybe it's true, but I'm just saying, it's not announced.
But he finds that more interesting to him than the Xbox One, which is just have to modify the way he will watch.
That's my point. Like, no matter what the Xbox One's going to be, they blew the announcement because everybody is skeptical and confused.
Yeah,
and everyone is making negative... connotations to it. Look, go to, a Reddit or NeoGAF. Microsoft's the bad guy right now. You don't want to be the bad guy.
No.
And they made themselves the bad guy.
No.
And all of a sudden, Sony's now being worshipped as God. Like, seriously, it's the complete inverse of last time. It's hilarious. The parallels are just incredible.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I got Nintendo over there just like clanging like a cymbals together.
Pete Davidson says, already felt I probably wasn't going to care going in, but somehow they managed to make me care even less. I would have not assumed Pete would like either of these systems, really.
Yeah, true. We love you, Pete. You see, Pete's working, like, Eurogamer is open to less just European focused thing is like the gamer network now.
Yeah, he's writing.
He's
so,
writing
yeah,
for.
Congrats
I think
too,
Jeremy
buddy.
Parrish is the editor.
Yes,
that's
cool. Sweet.
That's awesome. Good for you, Pete.
Dammy says a resounding meh.
Yeah. That's kind of the word for it. Really, is meh.
Yeah, Jeff had a really long post in the Too Old for This community. That he's whatever. Well, Jeff has an interesting problem. I don't know if you're familiar with Jeff's home theater setup right now. It's really cool what he did. His living room is against the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is he drilled a hole through the wall, and there's a shelf in the garage that has all his shit in it, like all the consoles and cable box and everything. And then through that hole just comes the HDMI cable from his receiver into the wall-mounted TV. So when you're in the living room, literally all you've got is a TV on the wall.
That's nice.
You can't do it with the Xbox, though.
Why?
How are you going to get that Kinect in there and all this stuff?
That is a unique problem, but it does suck for him.
Yeah, so that kind of kills it for him. Although his setup does sound awesome.
Yeah.
Jeff Grubb says, that was a fucking nightmare.
I thought we were talking
nightmare.
About Jeff Grubb.
No, Jeff Parsons.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Jeff Grubb says, that was a fucking nightmare. They barely said the word games. The big reveal is Call of Duty. I love Call of Duty, but even I know that can't be your next-gen ace. The TV functionality was confusing. They didn't really explain why it's good. I like that I can say turn to sci-fi and it does it, but that's the most exciting thing. And after the show was the worst thing. Internet required, use games definitely some kind of restriction, or they don't know, or do they? Microsoft doesn't even know. The worst part is that the messaging is completely fucked and muddled. But Microsoft still won't answer questions. They think they can control the message and keep it on WoW, new Xbox, so cool. And maybe that works in the nightly news, but not. But every single gamer wants answers to these questions. They won't even answer this. If I own two Xbox Ones, one for me, one for my son, I get one game. Can I play that game myself and give it to my son?
You know what? Oh, go ahead.
So he can play it on his Xbox One and his live account.
His son? I thought we were talking about Jeff Grubb now.
Yeah, it was a hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have children.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sick of, like Microsoft saying, well, the core gamer opinion doesn't really matter. We're talking a thing. And at the same time, they have these events. They invite every core gamer website out there. They're sending out review copies of every GameCorn website. You know, they seem to need us. They seem to keep using us. They keep trying to use us to make control their message to gamers. And then, you know, whenever they say something bad, like, well, that's not really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's hypocritical.
Shamrock, final one, says, looks cool. I thought it had some really sweet tech. Being able to switch from game to TV to music, etc. almost instantly was crazy fast. That snap feature, allowing for the same screen multitasking, was awesome. I'm glad to hear the Kinect camera will be high resolution. It always bugged me with the fuzziness of the current Kinect video, which I agree.
Yeah, no.
Especially games that integrate your video into it, like Double Fine Happy Action in Theater. Yeah. Like, if they make a new one for the new Kinect, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I joked about this, I think, on Twitter, but honestly, what I'll probably do, since I don't plan on having a cable box, would be just plugging the PS4 into the Xbox One so I can like, snap and have, like, a Skype call going on while I'm playing the PlayStation 4, which in theory should work.
Right.
It's just a pass-through. Okay, there. I think we made up for not having a show for three weeks there on that one. All right. I hope.
Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com and also go to our Google Plus community. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/explainbarrel. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/explainbarrel. And that's it. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody, right here
Google
on the
Google Plus. Go to Google Plus.
Bye.
Bye.